In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to look at the Psalm of the Songs of Ascent. First of all, a psalm equals song. Yes, the definition of a psalm is a song. And we are going to look at the Song of Ascent. As the pilgrims went up to Jerusalem, they would sing these songs. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come from? He's in the hills with the Baals and the Asherahs. My help comes not from the hills, but from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Do you know that God does not sleep? Do you know that he's always ready to hear from you or me, no matter what time it is? The Lord is your keeper. Do you know that the Lord is your keeper? He's my keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. No, we shall not be hurt by the sun or the moon. The Lord will keep you from all evil. Thank you, Jesus. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Psalm 122, a song of ascent. The pilgrims would be singing this song as they went up to Jerusalem. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Where is the house of the Lord? In Jerusalem, on Mount Zion. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as he decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. They would be singing this song as they're ascending to the hills of Jerusalem. For there the thrones of judgment were set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. O Lord Jesus, O Father, O Holy Spirit, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May they prosper who love Jerusalem. Peace within your walls and security within your towers. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Psalm 123, a song of ascent, as they are going up to Jerusalem. They would sing this, "To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens." As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hands of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough content. Our soul has had more than its fill of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. Oh yes, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy. How we need the mercy of God. How we need the mercy of God. Psalm 124, a song of ascent. This is what the pilgrims would be singing. They memorized these songs. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. when the anger was kindled against us, when the flood would have swept us away, that's the sea, the torrent would have gone over us, then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us up to the prey of their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. Amen. Jesus broke the snare on the cross so that we would be free. Jesus' blood broke the snare on the cross so that we would be free. We have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Do you know that your help is in the name of the Lord? Not in the name of Father Tom, but your help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 125, a song of ascent. They would sing this. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Are you trusting in the Lord? As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. Do you know that God surrounds you today? Do you know that today? From this time on and forevermore, for the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous might not stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and he makes us good by his blood. And to those who are upright in their hearts, he makes us upright through his blood. But those who turn aside to their own crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with the evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. We pray for the peace of Israel in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want to tell you that these Psalms of Ascent were sung by the people, the pilgrims going up to Jerusalem. They knew them by heart, and they would sing them in a song. Psalm equals song. And I'm telling you how necessary it is to sing to the Lord. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. 12 is the gifts of the Spirit, but they must be exercised in 13 through love. 14 is the gifts of the Spirit, but they must be exercised through 13, through the gift of love. So I say now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are a variety of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but the same God who activates all of them to everyone. To everyone, to each is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Yes, if God gives me a gift, it is for the edification of the church. It's for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, wisdom through love. To another, the utterance of knowledge, knowledge through love. According to the same Spirit, another is given faith through love. By the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing, through love, by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, always to build up the church of God, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who allots each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. I'm looking at the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If you have the gift of tongues, it must be exercised through love. If I have the prophetic powers and understand all the mysteries and knowledge, and if I have all faith so that to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. So prophecy must be exercised through love. Knowledge must be exercised through love. It's all about love. I am nothing if I give away all my possessions and if I hand over my body, so that I may boast but I do not have love, I gain nothing. The gifts of the Spirit must work through love. Love is patient. Are you patient today? Love is kind. Are you kind today? Love is not envious. Are you envious today? Love is not boastful or arrogant. Love is not rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable. It is not resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Do you rejoice in the truth, or are you a gossiper? It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's what love does. Love never ends. Why? Because God is love. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. And until they come to an end, they must be exercised through love. As for tongues, they will cease. They must be exercised through love. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we only know in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, that's when Jesus comes back again, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know only in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. You know, you are fully known by the Lord. Psalm 139. You are fully known by the Lord. And now faith, hope, and love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. We are to exercise the gifts of the Spirit through love. Yes, through love. For the building up of the body of Christ. For the building up of the body of Christ. Chapter 14. Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts. In other words, we are to strive for the spiritual gifts, but only operating through love. And especially that you may prophesy. For those who speak in tongues do not speak to other people, but to God. For nobody understands them, since they are speaking mysteries in the Spirit, unless there's an interpretation. On the other hand, those who prophesy speak to other people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. Those who speak in a tongue build up themselves, but those who prophesy build up the church. Oh yes, prophecy in tongues shall be going through love. Now I would like to have you all speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. One who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may be built up. Well, you see, when tongues are interpreted, it is a prophetic word. How will I benefit you unless I speak to you of some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? It is the same way with lifeless instruments that produce sound, such as the flute or the harp. If they do not give distinct notes, how will anyone know what is being played? If it is not a bugle, if it is a bugle and gives an indistinct sound, who will get ready for battle? So with yourselves, if in a tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is being said? For you will be speaking into the air. And there are doubtless many different kinds of sounds in the world, and nothing is without sound. If then I do not know the meaning of a sound, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. So with yourselves, since you are eager for the spiritual gifts, strive and excel to them for building up the church. Yes, the gifts of the Spirit, the charismata, are to build up the church. We need prophetic speech today in a world that's going downhill. We need prophetic speech today in a world that is killing children. We need prophetic speech today in a world that says you can marry the same sex that you are. We need prophetic speech today. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray for the power to interpret. Yes.
I ask for interpretation. Do not think that you are falling, for I hold you in my heart and I hold you in my hands. Do not think that you are falling in despair, for I love you. I am holding you in my heart. I am holding you in my hands. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive. What should I do then? I will pray with the spirit in tongues, but then I will pray with the mind. Also, I will sing praise with the spirit, but I will sing praise with the mind also. Otherwise, if you say a blessing with the spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say the amen to your thanksgiving, since the outsider does not know what you are saying? Tongues need interpretation, for you may give thanks well enough, but the other person is not built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than you all. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak five words with my mind in order to instruct others also than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers and sisters, do not be children in your thinking. Rather, be infants in evil, but in thinking be adults. In the law it is written, by people of strange tongues and by the lips of foreigners I will speak to this people. Yet even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues then are a sign for believers, not for unbelievers. While prophecy is not for unbelievers, but for believers. If therefore the whole church comes together and all speak in tongues, and outsiders or unbelievers enter, they will not say, you're out of your mind. But if all prophesy, an unbeliever or an outsider who enters is reproved by all and called to account by all. After the secrets of the unbeliever's heart are disclosed, that person will bow down before God and worship him. Yes, I tell you, we need prophets. In the day that we live in today, we have a lot of priests, but we need prophetic people who tell us what God is saying. What God is saying through the elements, what God is saying through the rain, what God is saying through the wind. We have gone our own way. We have gone our own way, and God wants us to know that He will take His hands off of us if we do not surrender to Him as individuals and as a people, declaring God is really among you. What should be done then by friends? When you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. Yes, all the gifts of the Spirit are used to build up the church. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two or most three in each turn. Let one interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, let them be silent in the church and speak to themselves and to God. There is singing in tongues, and it just makes a beautiful melody. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It doesn't need interpretation. It's worship. How we need to learn about worship. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others weigh what is said. If a revelation is made to someone else sitting nearby, let the first person be silent, for you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all may be encouraged. and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. In other words, God doesn't force you to prophesy. The spirits of the prophets is subject to the prophets, for God is God, not of disorder, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints, women should be silent. Why? Because they were in a different part of the synagogue. They were up in the choir loft, and they were telling their husband what God was saying, and there was confusion in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but should be subordinate, as the law also says. If there is anything they desire to know, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is shameful for a woman to speak in church. Why? Because it causes confusion. The men are downstairs. The women are upstairs. The women are hollering to the husband. This is what God is saying. Confusion. God is not a God of confusion. He's a God of peace. Or did the word of God originate with you? Or are you the only ones it has reached? Anyone who claims to be a prophet or to have spiritual powers must acknowledge what I am writing to you is the command of the Lord. Anyone who does not recognize this is not to be recognized. So, my friends, be eager to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues, but let all things should be done decently and in order. We just have to remember that it's always to build up the church. These gifts are given to build up the church. Wisdom is given to build up the church. How we need wisdom. How we need wisdom. Understanding is given to build up the church. How we need understanding. Prophecy is used to build up the church in love. How we need the prophetic word. The gift of miracles through love. How we need people to have the gift of miracles. The gifts of healing through love. How we need to have people having the gifts of healing. Oh, how we need these gifts to build up the body of Christ, to edify the body of Christ, to bless people. Oh yes, to bless people. That's why the gifts are given, to bless people. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, Mary said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Psalms of Ascent, sung by the pilgrims, the Jewish pilgrims, going up to Jerusalem. They memorized these Psalms. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to the house of the Lord. They memorized these Psalms, and they would sing them as they were traveling up to Jerusalem. I tell you, we need to learn how to sing to the Lord and to worship the Lord. We need to know that our song is heard by God, who neither slumbers nor sleeps. The Bible says that, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who built it. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.